Alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
上主与你同在，在女人中你是蒙祝福的。
愿主与你们同在，
也与你心灵同在。
恭读圣路加福音。
主我荣归于你。
那时天使加比厄尔奉天主差遣往加利利亚的城去，对一个童贞女那里，她已与达美家族的一个名叫约西的男子订了婚，童贞女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去向她说：万福，充满恩宠者，上主与你同在，在女人中你是蒙祝福的。她佢因这话惊惶不安，便思虑这样的请安有什么意思。天使对她说：玛利亚，不要害怕，因为你在天主前获得了重幸。看，你将怀孕生子，并要给他起名叫耶稣。他将是伟大的，并被称为至高者的儿子。上主天主要把他祖先达美的预座赐给他。他要为王，统治亚各伯家，直到永远。他的王权没有终结。玛利亚便向天使说：这事怎能成就？因为我不认识男人。天使答复他说：圣神要临于你，至高者的能力要披荫你，因此你要诞生的圣者将称为天主的儿子。且看你的亲戚伊撒伯尔，他虽在老年，却怀了男胎，本月已六个月了。他原是素清不生育的，因为在天主前没有不能的事。玛利亚说：看，上主的婢女，愿照你的话成就于我吧。天使便离开他去了。上主的话。圣母不单止是一个皇后，都是我们的母亲。圣母在十字架下呢，跟耶稣交托给他，说请我们的儿子，就是说我们每一个人呢都是圣母的子女。圣母元后这个纪念日呢，我看回日子呢，是个54年。我记得54年呢，我都参加过教区的庆典，圣母献庆典，圣母年是那年，因为庆祝圣母成为元后嘛。 咁啊教区啊大建筑，我当时就冇呢个大球场嘅，睇下最大嘅球场咧就是南华会，咁当然咧即我好彩啦，五三年领洗，咁啊冇几耐咧就间就有个神父咁啊叫我入扶济会，咁又因为扶济会关系咧，就能够一齐去呢个南华会球场咧出游啊，系圣母出游。咁所以有機會，咁所以呢啲好依稀啦。當年我係十二歲啫，咁但係都好深印象。嗰、那個南華會嗰、那個以後嗰啲咧，譬如話儀式基督君王節啊，咁後來去大球場啦。咁但係呢個咧就真係好有紀念性同埋好有特色。咁呢度解釋嘅，即係本來五四年嘅時候咧，教宗定咗五月三十一號為呢個節日嘅慶日。咁就五月嚟聖母月啊嘛，咁用聖母月結束，咪啱啱合邏輯咯。咁大到個七零年咧，呢、這個大公會之後咧，又將佢拉落去聖母升天。咁聖母升天之後八日，咁就最高峰就成為元后，咁亦都係啱邏輯嘅。咁所以都係冇乜問題。咁聖母元后，我剛才講咧，最重要嘅係我哋母親。聖母都分享過好多次咧，不同嘅神智者都分享過。佢我站在你身邊，我哋站在十字架下。你每一個受苦嘅人咧，都係受苦基督。幾時我哋有困擾、有災難嘅時候，聖母就喺我哋身邊。佢就好似面對佢聖子一樣，佢只有唯一就係奉獻，唯一就係代禱。聖母就係、那個角色就係咁樣。佢唔系救世主，佢唔能够免除我哋任何一个困难，只有天主能够。但系佢话我哋代祷，咁大家知道圣母救咗欧洲咧，都系因为攻念玫瑰经嘅。当时土耳其人咧已经入到去罗近住欧洲嘅大门噶啦，其实系实输紧嘅。如果嗰次输咗咧，根本即系欧洲咧都成为回教嘅。的控制之下的聖母媽媽呢就是藉著大家念玫瑰經，所以希望大家能夠珍惜常念，如果不是至少都一日一串玫瑰經，盡可能最少。其實呢三十年前三十四年前聖母對那主角六個神智者呢要他們每日念三寸，其实好简单，早五咪得咯。咁你试下，就算你唔早五晚，一日一寸都好少啫。人哋小朋友十六七岁开始，每日三寸，你得咁大个人，一日一寸都念唔到，念到五分一咁样，或者甚至念一篇圣母经咁样，就等于咁少少唔够。因为玫瑰经咧，其实系一个默想嚟嘅。因为你冇空间啊嘛，我唔习惯静啊嘛，唔习惯顶啊，顾住打机啊，顾住睇报纸啊，顾住行街啊，买嘢搵食啊，买衫买嘢啊咁，乜啲时间空间咧冇咗定嘅心，好自然你唔会咁做。咁唔好话你哋啊，其实修会啲未必一定啲修女啊、修神父啊，都未必每日念每日经添。因为其实咧，一念《慧经》咧，个感觉咧系比较烦躁啲嘅。一谂起五十篇咧，就已经眼都瞓晒。平时唔攰嘅啦，揸住念珠咧就开始攰嘅。呢个心理状，呢个心理挑战，所以咧关口咧好重要。所以而家几时我哋时时揸住《慧珠》咯，有机会就念咯。有啲人系翻工嘅时候喺地铁站啊，咁啊地铁嗰度啊，咁自己静静念咯，咁。每个人都有佢自己的空间、时间，咁圣母系好高兴嘅，因为玫瑰经帮我哋投入去耶稣嘅生平里边。咁当你个耶稣嘅意念啊、个生活啊入多啲嘅时候咧，你前外界嘅嘢咧就少入啲嘅，唔系冇啊，你有嘅，但系少入啲。但系你唔让自己专注啲喺福音嘅话语里边，唔专注啲祷告里边嘅话咧，好自然。出面世间的事物呢，你个人呢好容易分心走意。呢点呢 希望能够对圣母一少少嘅敬礼咯。上念玫瑰经。So today we celebrate the queenship of Heavenly Mother. Usually we like, I like the term the mother of church, because it's after the council. But anyway, queenship is, she is also a mother. You know that she is looking after each one of us. I think it's glory, one of his glories, that all of us can come closer to the Lord. That's his main glory. He doesn't, Our Lady doesn't want us just to be glorify her in a kind of worldly way. Each one of us, if we, our hearts closer to the Lord, she is happy. She's our mother. She said once to the missionary, she said, I'm always stand by you as if I stand by the side of the cross. But most of the time we leave the cross. So she's there. Whenever we become desperate, something unhappy happened to us, she's there. So she's our mother. She's the one who care of us. So we thank her, and also in a special way, particular way, say the rosary on a daily basis. That's very important, right? It's very difficult. It's not difficult, but in a certain sense it's difficult. In the very beginning, when operation in Medjugorje, Our Lady didn't ask the children to say that the rosary. She just asked them to say together the seven Our Father, Hail Mary, glory be with the creed. That's the very beginning. But after a couple of months, she started to ask them to say the rosary. So in the beginning, seven Our Father, Hail Mary, it's easier. Not that 50 Hail Marys whenever we touch the rosary or even we feel tired. But anyway, our Heavenly Mother is very happy that we can say the rosary. By meditating the Word of God through the rosary, our heart more closer to the Lord. And we live in the world. We cannot be separate from the world. But we can affect it very much by the world. But if we have the Word of God in us, it's kind of protection. It's not that kind of worldly things can enter so much into our soul.